Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, you can check out my blog. You can check out my knowledge base. You can listen to archives of interviews, including the ones we've done recently and the ones we did all the way back into the last century. And thousands of those, thousands of articles. A couple of thousand almost Brain Trust members, really smart people who join us on the show on a regular basis, like our good friend Ken Grombach, who's with us right now. Ken is the is our demographic expert in the Brain Trust. He's also the author of the new book, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. It's a very important book, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things he's learned recently. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Ken, what's the news?
Well, the news is, just as predicted, the United States is very, very well positioned to invite back all the things we sent offshore in the last 20 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're currently the only Western nation and the only industrialized nation, get this now, that has had children. It's spooky. We're seeing
Europe, Japan, both have declining ages, don't they?
All
populations.
All across. Well, the big one is China. China right now, by their own statistics, have eliminated 400 million live births.
Wow! Because of their one child policy
in the last 30 years, which means under 30, they have a very, very diminished population of their 1.3 billion, and most of them are men. And
they're actually because they didn't want female babies, did they?
No, they don't. In fact, they do some very spooky things.
That's going to create a real problem for those guys over there, isn't it? It's almost funny, but of course, recently we know that they've actually been giving people time off, paid time off to go home and practice making babies.
You know, believe it or not, that's not China, that's Japan.
Was it Japan? I thought it was China.
No, well, I haven't seen anything like that about China.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well,
you're probably right. I probably got my countries. You know, Japan, China, what's the difference?
go ahead.
I'm only teasing my friends. I'm just teasing. I know the difference. Go ahead,
yeah.
Ken.
You can't do that. If you have a 30-year hole in your population or a 30-year hole in your demography, there are points in people's lives when they do things. And when people are between the ages of 40 and 60, they do the heavy lifting for their culture, for their society, for their country. Mm-hmm. And if you have eliminated a population of 30 years, or just eliminated it because of a ridiculous, a short-sighted policy, you've pretty much taken care of your country, your country's history.
Yeah.
China cannot. What will happen? Because the United States has 90 million kids under age 23, and they're the best.
Say that again. I don't think people really understand that. Slow down. Say it slower and say it again. America has
90 million kids under the age of 23.
And we're still making them.
And we are making. Boy, we're good at it.
We're still making that generation.
We are still making the generation. In fact, the new researchers that I'm working with, and I want to send people to a site, but the new researchers that I'm working with persuaded me to cut Generation Y off at 2004.
Really?
Yeah, they say that, but because it, even at 2004, it's bigger than the baby boomers. If you go from 1985 to 2004, there's over 80 million of them. There are more of them than the baby boomers. And now we've started a new generation in 2005 called Generation Z, and then in 2025 we're doing the baby blenders, so we're all going to be brown.
So, but what does that mean to small businesses for the next, what's it going to mean for the next 5 years, let's say?
For the next 5 years, it means that you're going to have all the young, best and brightest labor that you ever dreamed of. Yeah. Now, I spoke last week at the Heavy Duty Manufacturers Association in Orlando. They're mostly truckers, and they've had 100,000, 300,000 truck driver shortage for 20 years, and it's going away overnight because these kids are aging right into the age where they can legally drive, and we have tons of them. We produced kids. 2007. Jim, 2007 was the best year in the nation's history. 4,315,000 kids.
Wow.
We are producing children. These kids are incredible. Can I give you a little anecdote real quick?
Sure.
Okay, my daughter. I have a daughter 16 years old. She's right in the middle of Gen Y. One of the peaks of Gen Y was born in 1990, which means that's a 19-year-old peak that's heading towards the workforce.
Right.
She's 16. Her computer's near mine. I'm looking at her, and I'm saying, what is she doing? She's got Skype. She's talking to a little box on the computer screen. She's on Facebook. She's texting on her phone. She's got her iPod earplugs in, and she's watching television. Now, that's five things. And I said, how can you do those things? And she said, I don't know. Now, these kids can multitask. When these kids hit the labor force, and they are already making a difference, because they speak cyber as a first language.
Oh, yeah, they're the digital natives, no question.
Yeah, when they hit the labor force, they're going to take the slow-moving Generation X. God bless Generation X, but for every 10 jobs, there were only 8 of them, which created an attitude.
Right.
Yeah, now, as Gen Y enters the labor force, for every 10 jobs, there's 15 of them. So employers are going to be able to pick the best and the brightest, and this is going to change everything and make sense to bring manufacturing back to the United States at the exact time that China is starting to experience labor issues. It's good.
Not only China, but Europe.
Well, listen.
China, Japan, Europe. I mean, well, I don't know what South America is going. What's going on in South America or Australia? But across the great continent there, it's incredible, isn't it?
The best example, Italy. The fertility rate is 1.2. That means 1.2 kids per couple. That means that in 50, 60 years, there is no Italy.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it seems like. Yeah. 20 after the hour. Right back with Ken Grumbach. We got something to celebrate right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Good night. Now it's time to go home. Billy makes it fast with one more thing.
Patrick, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Welcome
back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ken Grumbach is our guest, and we're celebrating his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, Ken. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much. I feel very old.
How about that? 11? Can you believe that?
No.
Now, let me ask you a question. How many other radio shows do you know where they've got people who have been regular guests on this show for 11 years?
I have none.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there aren't any out there. Just name one. Name one, though. You have to name them. It doesn't work if you know that they are. You have to name them. But you're one of many who are celebrating 11 years this year, and we appreciate, Ken, your steadfast support of what we do, and the good work that you do for small business.
Well, it's my pleasure. I love small business. Small business is the backbone of the country. You know that.
No question. Yeah. And you and I don't just give them lip service like some people do.
No.
We actually live it. The Age Curve, that's the name of his book. Ken, tell us how we can find it and how we can find you online.
Okay, go to agecurveresearch.com, agecurveresearch.com. You can download the book. We just put up a brand new 25-page Age Curve report on all current demographic matters. There'll be a new report going up in about a week. These are free. You can download them. If you like the free ones, then we make you pay. But just these are free. They're very, very comprehensive. AgeCurveResearch.com.
Good stuff, folks. It's, whatever Ken does is good stuff, and I encourage you to check it out. Ken, you were telling us about the disparity between the generational growth in the United States compared to, say, Europe, Japan, Italy. We talked specifically about Italy. China is in big trouble along these lines. When is this going to start really manifesting?
Now, it's already. It's funny, Jim. We tend to look behind us to get our information.
Yep.
We don't know where we are yet because we don't have enough information, and we certainly don't have enough information to forecast the future. But at Age Curve Research, that's our job. That's what we do, is we look into the future. When you take a look at the EU, and you could start in Portugal and then go all the way through EU and then go to go to Russia. Russia's history. Do you know we can equivocate Russia's GDP right now in 5 weeks in the United States?
Yeah.
And not only is Russia not having children, but the average age men die in Russia is 59.
Wow.
59. And they're overrun with, I mean, they have disease.
They save a fortune on Social Security, don't they?
Oh, they must. Like, if they really had it. Japan is in the same problem. It is the one that shocked me was Italy with 1.2 fertility.
But let me tell you something else, though, that's kind of scary, and this is off the business topic, but a little bit, maybe a little bit more political. Europe is not low on people because they've got all these immigrants, most of them Muslims, most of them from sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting at, my point is this, Europe is not going to be European a whole lot longer.
Europe. If you want to visit Europe, go now.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right about that, folks.
Because in 10 years.
And now we're not making value judgments. We're not saying one's good or bad. We're just saying that Europe is changing as we speak. And I'll tell you something else. And this is the dangerous part, Ken. And this again, this is a tiny bit political. I don't mean for it to be. It's just a fact, though. The Muslims who are in Europe are not assimilated into those societies the way that immigrants are into our society.
You know that, boy, you nailed that one. They are a subculture.
There are two worlds over there, parallel universes. And I'll tell you what else. There's a reckoning coming over there. I fear, Ken.
I think you're right. In the United States, you know, I've heard this many, many times, and NSA. I'm not telling you how I got this information, but the single biggest reason that we don't have as much terrorism in the United States as we could is because when the terrorists come here, they like it.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to. That's a good point. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
And another thing that I heard, boy, this is hearsay to the nth degree, but the people who turn in the terrorists are other terrorists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Former terrorists.
Terrorists.
So let's get back to the marketplace. I did want to point that out, though, as you were talking about those areas. We got about a minute left. What are some things small business owners can do to take advantage of this?
Okay. Walmart. Take a look at Walmart. Walmart is hurting right now, and Walmart did see an uptick because of the economy, and that may carry them for a bit. But as a concept, their history, all of the pieces of Walmart are going to break apart again and go into small businesses. It's part of a cycle. So go into Walmart and pick a category, and bring it back. You're going to see hardware coming back to small stores. You're going to see clothing coming back to small stores. The marketplace is changing, and the big box retailers are not set up for it. The big box retailers
are not. I think you're
right. They're not set up for Generation Y. They're not set up for these kids. These kids are going to demand selection, and the big boxes can't provide it. Low price is not everything. It isn't. It's simply not everything. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see major, major changes on the retail scene.
Good news for small business.
It couldn't be any better.
I'll tell you something else.
What's
these
that?
Young kids are going to be small business owners more than they're going to be employees.
Because they won't, just like the boomers.
Yep.
Necessity is a mother of invention.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
Okay, agecurveresearch.com.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Grumbach, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.